Welcome back. Welcome back here to News Talk 790 WNIS. I'm Damian Hall. Happy to be here with you. And quick reminder, you can always listen online and take us with you everywhere at WNIS.com. And this is a fun show, an important show for supporting our community through the efforts of Eggleston. That's right, EgglestonServices.org. Go to the website to find out more, or this whole hour, we're going to be talking to our friends from Eggleston about all things happening right here in Hampton Roads right now through the great efforts of Eggleston. And we learned just the last part of the show that March is Brain Injury Awareness Month, which is has a special place in my heart, and I hope a lot of other people listening too. But I know Eggleston has a lot of wonderful efforts when it comes to helping and supporting people with disabilities and brain injuries as well. So I'm excited to bring to the studios for this segment of the show. We've got Tess here and we've got Jamie. Welcome, welcome. Glad to have you here. How are you guys?
Great. Thank you, Damian.
Super. Glad to have you here, Miss Jamie. Tell me about March and being Brain Injury Awareness Month. What does Eggleston have going on?
Yeah, so Brain Injury Awareness Month is a big deal to our clients and our families and us as employees as well. But first, I'd like to share a little bit about brain injury in general, because many people don't know the differences or the similarities between types of brain injury. Normally, there is acquired brain injury includes all brain injury. But within that category, there's traumatic and non-traumatic. Most people think about traumatic brain injury when they think of these. So falls or car accidents or hitting your head on something.
Or essentially any concussion is a TBI.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But also people don't think about non-traumatic brain injuries very often, which can include strokes, aneurysms, even lack of oxygen to the brain, things like that. And so a lot of people don't understand that's all included in acquired brain injury, and we actually serve that whole population.
Well, no, that's interesting. This is the first time I've heard of that. And I've got a number of concussions that have, you know, led to issues later in myself. So, as I said, a close place to my heart. But tell me more about it. TBI, and what was the other one?
So it's traumatic and non-traumatic brain
injury. Yeah. I'm sorry, I forgot already, but that's part of the TBI symptoms. So I'm not kidding, but.
Yeah, a lot of people have the same kind of symptoms. And again, with a lot of people, it's often unseen. And so it's very hard to detect who has a brain injury and who might not. And even if you have a concussion, you're more likely to get a second concussion.
Sure.
It's more likely to end in that. And actually, falls are the number one cause of brain injury.
Yeah, I could totally see that. And something else, not to steal the thunder if you were going to say this, but brain injuries, what I've learned is after severe concussions, some of the symptoms of that injury might not rise to your life until about 10 years later. I had my worst concussions about 10, 12 years before I started having brain injury related symptoms. But not to steal the show, it's about Eggleston and helping out other people here in Hampton Roads with brain injuries, both traumatic and non-traumatic.
Yeah, and one thing I'll say about issues coming up years later, that's why I try to encourage people, even if you don't think there is a big problem, to go to the hospital, go to the doctor, get checked out, because in the long run, you may have something show itself and you need to get services like disability or paratransit transportation. And for you to go ahead and have those records makes a big difference for getting approved and the time that it takes to get those.
That makes a lot of sense, getting that documentation right away. And on top of, if you're going to get MRIs, then you have a baseline. So 10 years later, if you have symptoms, now you can go back and look at that MRI versus this MRI and have something to compare it to.
Exactly. That's very helpful, because I do brain injury case management with Eggleston. I actually do require, or our organization is required to have proof of brain injury. And so any documentation you have can also help you get services quicker. But if you need help getting documentation, I'm also there to help with that. Our case management services really involve anything from helping people with applying for SNAP, for SSI, SSDI, Medicaid, even Medicaid waivers to get services to be able to stay in the community. Something close to my heart is trying to help people stay out of nursing facilities. And a lot of people don't know that resources are out there. And also trying to do more of helping people with working with DARS for employment and also volunteering and being more socially active, because that's one of the bigger requests that I get is I'm sitting home by myself. I need to get involved in something.
Wow. So not only employment, but I guess lifestyle enriching, social enrichment?
Yes.
Okay. Have you found that while being a brain injury case manager that people get reclused? Maybe they shelter themselves from others in society or build depression. Have you seen any? Is that a common thing with people if they're suffering quietly?
Definitely. And it's also trouble with families. They might be too afraid to let somebody go out and experience some things. Or a big issue for some people. So our case management, in addition to Southside Hampton Roads, we expanded into areas like Southampton County, Isle of Wight, Greensville, Sussex, those areas. So they're now up to about 2 hours away. And so those people can have a very hard time with transportation and being far away from activities. So one of the things we do help with is we have a virtual support group on the second Thursday of every month from 6 to 7. Information is on our website, but if you email us at braininjuryservices@egglestonservices.org, I can add you to the support group mailing list so you can be invited to join in.
Great. Again, that's Brain Injury Services at Eggleston.org or EgglestonServices.org. All of it you can find at the main website, EgglestonServices.org, I bet.
Right. Now I'd like to turn it over to Teslin Savage, who is the program manager for our clubhouse, Beacon House.
Thank you, Jamie. I appreciate that. I am the program manager of Beacon House. Beacon House is a clubhouse for individuals living with a brain injury. We accept individuals that are 18 and older that are living with an acquired brain injury. We do have a few requirements for program participation. Individuals must be able to feed themselves, use the restroom, and manage their medications independently or have an aide available to support them. Another thing is they have to manage their own transportation to and from the clubhouse, and they have to have a desire to participate in the clubhouse activities. Specifically with clubhouse, I think you made a great point earlier, you know, asking about the isolation and depression. This is really where clubhouse comes into play. Clubhouse creates a community of survivors. It gives them opportunity to learn skills, regain skills, and I think the most important is create those friendships and last long connections. This month, being Brain Injury Services, a Brain Injury Awareness Month, we have a lot going on. We're having our open house that'll be held Thursday, March 19th, and that'll be held from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We invite everybody to come out, to come in, learn about case management services, get a tour of Beacon House, and I think it'll be awesome for people to come in and actually see our members in action. I think often people assume when somebody sustains an injury, you know, that they are unable to do things. These programs really show and prove otherwise. It is a phenomenal program that allows people with brain injuries to really lead fulfilling lives. And these programs are vital to the community, just our services in general.
And that's called Beacon House?
Beacon House.
And now, Is it an actual physical house?
It is not a house.
Okay.
It is a program that is held during the day. We like to say it's similar to a day program, but very different.
Okay.
The members, they actually lead the program with the support of staff. And it's really cool because you'll see members come in and they'll kind of take ownership of certain areas. We have 3 units, culinary, maintenance, and communication. And each member determines what unit they work in and what tasks they complete. It's a very person-centered program. And it really helps individuals build confidence and kind of regain that sense of self and purpose. Something else, we also have social media. You know, we have 3 social medias. We just started our TikTok. You can find us on TikTok at Beacon House VA. On Instagram, you can find us at Beacon_House757. And on Facebook, we're Beacon House 757. This month, with it being Brain Injury Awareness Month, we have a lot of posts going up of members sharing their stories, talking about how brain injury has impacted their lives, and talking about what they've gained after brain injury. So if you're available, we encourage everybody to stop by. Come check us out.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, did you call that the open house that's going on Thursday, March 19th?
That is correct.
Awesome. So anybody who's interested can find out more right there at the website or any of the social medias with Beacon House, Beacon House_757, I think Instagram. And again, you can go on the main website, EgglestonServices.org, to find out more. We're coming up real quick to a Fox News break. We've got to go to, is there any parting words before we end this segment about Beacon House? Maybe we'll retouch the topic coming up after the quick break too.
Yeah. So one thing that one of our members says on a regular basis is that brain injury is one of the few disability communities that you can join at any age. It doesn't discriminate. It doesn't matter your age, your status, or anything. So we really think this information is important to get out to the community to make sure we're sharing that information, that education, and really prevention.
Awesome. Let's talk more. We'll talk more about Beacon House and all things Eggleston, all things happening this time of the year. You need to find out about it, and EgglestonServices.org is the website to go to find out more and give to your community through the efforts of Eggleston. Real quick break. We'll be right back right here on News Talk 790 WNIS.